This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chinab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chinab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramulla, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
The Prime Minister will attend the G7 summit later this month at Kananaskis in Canada. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister said that he looks forward to meeting the Canadian Prime Minister at the summit. 12 hardcore Naxalites carrying a collective reward of more than 1 crore rupees laid down their arms and surrendered before the security forces yesterday in the presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district of the state. Mr. Fadnavis visited remote Kavande village in the district located on the Maharashtra-Chhattisgarh border, becoming the first Chief Minister to enter this remote Naxal-affected region. During the visit, 12 dreaded ultras laid down their weapons and surrendered before the Gadchiroli district administration, police and security forces. The Chief Minister presented them with a copy of the Constitution. Talking to reporters on the occasion, the Chief Minister said those laying down arms want to join the mainstream and be loyal to the country and the Constitution. Eid ul-Zuha, the festival of sacrifice or Bakrid, is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The faithfuls will offer Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In national capital Delhi, main congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. In French Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with world number 2 Coco Gauff in the women's singles title clash this evening. Sabalenka of Belarus reached the final, beating Polish player and fifth seed Iga Swiatek 7-6, 4-6, 6-0, while American Gauff defeated unseeded Louis Boisson of France 6-1, 6-2 in the semi-finals. In men's singles, world number 1 Yannick Sinner has set up title clash with second seed Carlos Alcaraz. Sinner of Italy stormed into the final, defeating sixth seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-4, 7-5, 7-6. Alcaraz of Spain reached his second consecutive French Open final, defeating eighth seed Lorenzo Musetti of Italy, who was forced to retire with a left thigh injury. Third seed Italian pair of Sara Errani and Andrea Vavasori defeated fourth seed American combination of Taylor Townsend and Evan King in the final 6-4, 6-2 to win the mixed doubles title. Norwegian chess grandmaster Magnus Carlsen has clinched his seventh Norway chess title in Stavanger. The five-time world champion secured the crown after a dramatic final round where American grandmaster Fabiano Caruana defeated star Indian chess player Deepu Kesh to grab 3 full points. Defending champion Carlsen ended the tournament with 16 points after drawing against other Indian in the tournament, Arjun Eregesi, from an unfavourable position. Fabiano Caruana secured second position with 15.5 points, while reigning world champion Deepu Kesh had to settle for third position with 14.5 points. Arjun Eregesi finished fifth in a field of 6 players behind United States' Hikaru Nakamura and ahead of last place China's Wai Yi. In the women's event, Ukraine's Anna Muzichuk clinched the title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.